All right. Julie, you ready?
Yep.
Randy, you ready? All right. Good morning, everyone. This is Commissioner Brian Kalker meeting for a work session today on a whole slew of case numbers. Case number PU 13706, 13707, 708, 742, and 743 ADPs for a variety of work wind farms. As they relate to NSP, potential rate case, and also a potential ADP on a gas plant. So, once again, it is November 5th, approximately 11 o'clock. I don't have any opening comments, but I'd defer to my colleagues if they have any.
No opening comments here.
No comments from me either.
All right, perfect. Maybe just to set the stage a little bit, there's a lot of moving parts going on. I just wanted a chance to briefly talk to my colleagues about their thoughts on the ADP. My thoughts, I heard nothing in the hearing that swayed me too far one way or the other. I really want to just kind of, for me personally, wait until I hear of the gas hearing before I make decisions in anything. But that's what I wanted to ask your two thoughts, and that's kind of the stage for me, what I hope to accomplish on this, because I still view everything as all being linked together. So that's all I have, I guess. So.
I guess the comment I would have for that is, we don't have proposed findings yet. I anticipate having them soon. The hearing on the gas is on November 26th, and we did take official notice of that record also. So, I don't think from a legal perspective, if the commission's not ready to make a decision before November 26th, I certainly don't think anything requires the commission to do that.
Okay.
And that kind of answers the question that I had looming, because I, too, would prefer to look at these as kind of a package of options and proposals. And so it's hard to make a decision on part of a package of proposals until we've had the hearing on one of the pieces.
Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense to me, too.
Well, then this will be a very short work session, then. Is there anything outlying that would be... From the hearing, you said there was no late filed exhibits, correct?
Correct.
We had
there was one.
Okay.
I can't.
I can't remember what it was either.
There is one, but I anticipate that'll be received shortly. I remember it being I'd have to double check on that, but I do remember there being one, and I know the company said they were going to get proposed findings turned around quickly, so we anticipate having those soon.
I would be maybe for if we could have in our next meeting, maybe we should schedule a work session immediately as soon as we can after that gas hearing. Because then we'll have read all the pre-filed testimony, had the hearing, we'll have all those things. We don't waste any more scheduling time. So we could maybe do that.
No. We have a meeting on the 4th of December. So maybe we could schedule it right away and possibly have a decision on the 4th. Is that
maybe? Yeah, I don't see that as unreasonable.
How about the 27th?
The 27th, I'm available. I would be available after 11 o'clock. I have a Supreme Court argument that morning.
Is anybody leaving in that afternoon?
We actually have, isn't it MISO?
When did MISO in the morning.
We have MISO in the morning. What time did we decide on MISO?
We haven't said on what time we'd start them. I thought 8:30.
How long do you think we need?
For MISO?
Yes.
The whole morning.
I think the 4th is out. I'm sorry. What day did we just say? That was the 27th. I think that would be out then. The morning of the 2nd sometime. We have Association of Counties, or the ND telephone. Other than that, I don't have anything. I don't know exactly the schedule on that one.
I could be available in the morning on the 2nd.
Yeah.
Okay. That work for you too, Julie?
I'm available.
Are you ill? Let's do something right away in the morning of the 2nd then. Okay. Fair enough. All right, anything else you can think of, Jerry, Mitch?
I was just going to, I was trying to dig up in here, just since we're talking about how this impacts waiting until the gas hearing to get all that information, I was trying to dig out of Wishart's testimony, just as a reminder, what the company says the impact is on these ADPs with that one. But I know what's in here. I remember reading it, but I'm not finding it immediately. And we talked about it at the hearing, too. You don't remember, Mitch?
I do remember. I'm trying to make sure I get this on my calendar right, and then I will.
Okay.
If first I don't, I'll have a problem. Well.
8 o'clock, Chair.
To summarize, I think they say they're related but not related. The combustion turbines serve a different time period coming in, and they're peakers, aren't they?
Yeah.
And they're peak turbines. They're related in the sense that, you know, they're part of the overall plan and whether, you know, an overall group is prudent, but they're not dependent on each other.
It's more complicated too, in that
of course it is.
They're not they're not proposing to build them anymore.
Well, we don't know that officially. If that's their desire, then they should tell us that now. If the company, what you're saying, Jerry, is very significant. But what have we received from the company that backs up what you just said? A phone call to you?
I haven't talked to them. So.
And then how do you make that statement then?
That's a good point.
well, no, but I mean, there's a lot of hearsay out there. So, I mean, that's kind of the reason why I don't want to make a decision on one till the other. If the company is pulling those gas plants out, then just tell us, and then we can make a decision on the ADPs for the wind ahead of time. If we're going to waste a month to have a hearing that they're going to tell us they're not going to do it, that's not good planning in the company's part.
Unless that was something that happened. I mean, my recollection from the testimony was that they were still going forward with that as of last Thursday.
Did we get an email from Dave saying that they weren't going to propose them in Minnesota or something like that?
I haven't seen that. We did.
Sarah, do you remember?
I think.
Actually, we
not too loudly though.
Well, I think it'd probably be better if we just. I mean, we don't have any official filing saying those are
right
off the table or anything. I mean,
but if we did, I would like to know about those quickly because it affects. I mean, if there's going to be no gas hearings or no, then we can make a. I can make a decision on the wind farms.
The problem I think was that they were tied in with the Sherco turbines and stuff in the filing, weren't they? No. Okay.
I would think if they're not going to build them, you know, we don't maybe even need to have an ADP hearing on them, but that would be the company's something for them to inform
the
commission.
Could we do something then back to the company officially asking if there's been any intention to change anything that's filed and just get their answer as of whatever time you send them a note? Could we do that? Say, we received this filing on such and such a date. We're proceeding with the hearing. Has anything changed that would affect this hearing as of this time? And put them on the record if nothing has changed. Okay, if all this hearsay, if there's something to it, they'll have to fess up to it. If there's not, then we move forward. Can we do that?
They're listening right now.
Well, but can we put something officially out there, though?
Yeah, I can write them a...
I would send them a note and say, listen, we're proceeding on the assumptions of filing on such and such a date. If there's been any material changes that'll affect that, now would sure be a good time to tell us.
Do we have an ALJ lined up for that?
I think we do because this is before the ALJ's departure.
This seems like an odd twist. I don't know in very many of our cases where we run after companies wondering if we're still doing what we've already worked out to do for one of the hearings. And so I would think that it would be as obvious as anything can possibly be that if they have ended their plans for doing a project, that they would let us know and not have this commission staff as well as legal people tying up a day for something that they don't plan on doing. So I guess until I hear from the company that they don't plan on doing it, I assume they plan on doing it. And
so you're saying there's no sense to verify that.
Right.
That's up to them.
Well,
I'll buy that. I just know there's been rhetoric around that, so I would agree with your point.
Frankly, I wasn't aware of that, but assuming that I would assume if the company has no plans to go forward with the turbines, they don't really want to undertake their expense either to have an ADP process on it. But as of now, we have an application for the project, and that's where we stand.
I found what I was looking for and would like to ask staff. I'll read it and then ask staff and you guys if you have what you're thinking in terms of this gas proposal. But the company is saying that the wind projects and the ADPs we're discussing today will not have any accredited capacity in the 2017 to 2019 timeframe, and as a result will not affect the capacity need that is being addressed by the gas plant and the others in that application. So they're saying one doesn't affect the other. Is there a reason to believe that that's different?
I think that's true.
In that time frame, though.
Well, no, you're not getting capacity from wind. Is it 10% or 15% or something like that, I think, that MISO will give you of your nameplate capacity? So it's not enough to amount to much in your resource plan.
So the gas peaking plant that we're looking at, this doesn't impact that because that would be developed, if they do it, to address a capacity need.
That's what they're saying, yeah.
Is there an urgency to move these quicker?
They have an urgency to move these wind projects and get it moving along.
I mean, if one doesn't affect the other, then I don't know why we should wait another month to do that. Do you guys think that they are somehow?
Well,
one affects the other.
I feel like we're charged, among other things, with an orderly development. And let's just take it to the extreme. If we allow things to go over the years and build out a system that is way, way high on wind, and you have a hot or cold day and the wind's not blowing and people don't have power, if the best response that we have to the consumers in North Dakota is that, well, based on MISO's valuations of things, you know, this is how we did it, I don't think they're going to be very accepting of that answer. I think we have some responsibility to do our own thinking when it comes to capacity and things like that too. And so the company has come in and laid out applications for five different projects, and I think when we're looking at a company with five different energy production projects on the table, I at the same time, in the same couple of months here time frame, I think it is a part of the same, a part of a broader plan.
I could comment just briefly on the legal aspect of it. I mean, the ultimate question in the ADP is whether it's prudent based on what we know now. And I think if I understood correctly with the official notice of all these other hearings, one of the things is we've got these projections going out there for the future, which may be based on load forecasts, price of gas, you know, the orderly development, what's needed, things like that. But it's part of the reason I think they're combined for official notice is to make sure that we're getting consistent information to have the best judge, I guess, on the predictions they're giving us and making sure essentially that they're not saying one thing in one case, another thing in another one, another thing in another one. So I think that, at least that was my understanding of how they were more lumped together, the rate case plus this one plus the combustion turbines too. But that was, I think the official notice was at least partially taken.
That was the discussion I had with Alana before she left. And, yeah, you're exactly right. And there's also the inside the rate case, lest you forget, there's a wind farm embedded in there as well. So, and also I always want to bring back up that this is advanced determination of prudence. The company has met their requirement by having the hearing. The company does not need ADP to make decisions. They've already had their go-ahead from Minnesota, if you will. They can make their decision and roll with it. They don't. I mean, I think we're not. I don't view us as holding up anything from the company. They get. They can make decisions. This is an advanced determination of prudence.
Yeah, in a, I guess maybe too simplistic of a nutshell, what this allows the company to is have certainty of rate recovery for whatever we've gave an advanced determination of prudence.
So. Right. But are you saying, Julie, you'd think we should move before the end of the month?
Well,
or at least entertain the gas, that possibility.
The gas peaking proposal, the issue with that is capacity need. So do they need it to address capacity?
The issue with the gas is to make sure when the wind's not blowing that there's enough iron in the ground to still get keep people's lights on. That's the capacity issue.
Yep. And this, though, today they have enough iron in the ground. Today. Or for
he said
they
that
have
many
their
times.
Capacity arrangements in
right.
place to cover
so
their
load
now.
These wind projects aren't for that. That's a whole different issue, right? I just want to make sure I'm understanding this correctly. The wind, the gas is totally separate from the wind. They have to have that taken care of.
The point of the energy issue is that you don't have to burn the gas to meet your load. And so it should be cheaper
right.
to meet the load with wind energy than it is by running your peakers.
So to me, they're separate, and I'm not trying to rush things. I feel like I've done the thorough review on this and could move forward. But
well,
Can I make a suggestion? We don't even have the proposed findings yet. There are, I do anticipate some things to work out in the proposed findings. You know, even separate from approval or denial of, you know, with the Border Winds project, we've got the interconnection issue that's going to take some work, I think, with Jerry and I on how to address that in the order if it's approved. And I'd have to check my notes, but there was one other issue that I think there was something that needed that we would have to look at. What I would suggest is once we get the proposed findings and Jerry and I work through them, then we could just follow the normal procedure, whatever time that may be, and circulate them. And if the commission's ready for a work session before or after November 26, we address that at the time we have findings to work from.
Well, I think that's a great idea, because if you get all the stuff back from the company, you proceed as if we're going to get a vote on it. If something develops during that time frame that sways me one way back the other, that or Randy for that point, that's fine. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds reasonable, because then it's back to them, because there are issues that are hanging out there that we can be making progress on now that may not even be done by the time we have the gas hearing. And that interconnection was a big deal. Okay. Okay.
In any proposed orders, you could have all five things, I suppose, in one order. You could have the gas plant as opposed to the wind farms. You could have various wind farms as opposed to other wind farms. Have we ever had anything like this where there's a package of various projects? And how is it determined what we vote on separately and as a package?
We have.
You know, we did with the transmission lines, an ADP for all of the CapEx lines kind of came together in one package. And,
but we held out the Brookings line or something
yeah,
a little bit different.
Yeah, we had a reason not to grant it on the Brookings yet, but the rest of them we did, and we had things that they needed to do for the actually, we did grant it for the Brookings, but it was subject to
ABC.
Them showing yeah. some things afterwards.
What I would envision, Commissioner Christman, is for these five that we heard last Thursday, we would have one order for those. And depending on what each of your decisions were, I mean, for instance, let's just say maybe everybody agreed on all but one thing, what would happen then would be essentially what in the legal world we'd call you'd concur with everything with a dissent on the one you disagree with. And if it's more complicated than that between the three of you, we would just have to work it out depending on what the actual decisions were, but it's, I think it's something we could address once we know what everybody's opinion is. Does that answer your question?
So we'll want, when we get proposed orders back, we'll want a work session to even figure out where we're at on various projects. We'll want another work session before we would
I suspect we'll probably finalize need a work session on this one.
No, absolutely. It'll be very, by the time we're done. I mean, just in to follow on that general comment, the one that's, that they're going to own, there's a resumption of, what's it called?
Rebuttable presumption.
Yeah, rebuttable presumption. That's got a little bit different twist than some of the wind farms and the others. I view that differently. But that, other than that, I think they could kind of be broken into two buckets pretty easy.
Well, when, isn't it really three? There's owned versus purchased. Two that are purchased power, one that's owned with a rebuttable presumption, and one that would be owned that does not have that rebuttable presumption.
You are correct.
And so once you've divided them in three categories, maybe you might as well just vote on them one at a time, up or down. I don't know.
Yeah, and that's certainly something we can work out in a work session, too.
Okay.
You know, if we... I'm presuming here, but I'm presuming the order is going to go through each one individually so that they're not all completely lumped together. And I know at least that's the way I would draft it. So it's the only way it would follow to have a productive discussion on it. Because each one... the prudence of each one evaluation would have to stand on its own also, regardless of the fact that we've combined them for hearing.
Okay. Julie?
I don't have anything else.
Okay. Andy?
Might I just add that the flip side, though, to that dividing them is, isn't there a history of, you know, some years of trying to get some... either base load or peaking production in the eastern part of North Dakota, or especially down in the Fargo area. And so, you know, maybe if it turns out, as I had been until today expecting, that the gas plant is still something they're pursuing, you know, maybe that is part of a package with the wind. So I guess I'm trying to figure this out here myself, too, how what here should be packaged and what should be divided, and I don't know the answer. And
well, and to take that to the extreme viewpoint, though, even a farther step, maybe the rate case, the gas plant, and the wind farm could all be in one order.
I would recommend against it.
Well, the rate case is dealing with costs of a different time frame, though.
Sure.
Yeah. And
so it seems...
just from legal perspective, obviously I'm not involved in the rate case, but I'm retained on the ADPs and the associated PCNN. There's different legal issues associated with an ADP and a PCNN than you're dealing with in the rate case.
Good point.
So those need to be evaluated on their own criteria under the ADP laws that apply to those applications. And to the extent... some, you know, we have taken official notice of the other record. So if something that happens in the combustion turbine hearing may impact your decision on the wind farm hearings, I believe that can be used. And I think the question you or the comment you just had, Commissioner Crispin, is would be a fair question in the upcoming hearings.
Okay, so the company is going to get us their stuff. There was one thing about the... We asked about a separate rate design for the wind. I can't remember exactly what it was. And we got this last hearing we had. They talked about the wind farm and the rate case has already proven that the customers have saved money.
Oh, this
Prairie Rose.
Spirit Winds is it Spirit
Prairie Rose.
Prairie Rose.
Prairie Rose.
The company had been highly encouraged to submit a different way of tracking those costs other than the fuel cost adjustment. So that's still a central issue that'll be nice if when they provide their comment, their draft, that there's some way of breaking that out. I see that as a big issue that I don't know exactly how to deal with right now.
The question I had on that, Commissioner, is whether that's appropriate for an ADP case.
Probably not.
It may be something that could be addressed in the rate case, and I would just say to the extent it is, you know, this hearing hasn't been noticed as a hearing on the rate case. So I think if that's something that
we should notice all these work sessions, is everything all included since they're already in there?
Might be a good idea, but
okay.
So when it comes to tracking these costs, if we, you know, give them the ADP and then they come down the road to recover these costs in the fuel clause, would they just track them in the fuel clause rider as it exists today? And if so, then when do we change that? When does a opportunity come up to look at that issue? Is that during the rate case?
I would think it could be addressed in the rate case. You know, thinking out loud, I mean, we have a renewable recovery rider approved for other utilities. And it's just like on top of the fuel cost adjustment, so there's two billing adjustments. Is that what you're thinking, Brian?
Well, I'm just thinking of the way that you can increase a lot of costs to the customers tucked away inside the fuel rider, fuel cost. And I don't know a better way to do that right now, but it's, you know, you can be pouring a bunch of these projects through that. The customer never has the ability to see a final rate increase number. You just keep putting it through there, but their cost keeps going up. And that'd be the same for gas or for coal if that price changes too.
We're seeing wind prices coming down pretty low nowadays. It was a time when people were getting charged more for wind energy in their bills. We have a special pilot program or something. But nowadays, if you were to separate them out, you might find them less.
Sure.
Well, we could look at the fuel cost rider in our rate case and come up with better mechanisms for breaking down, you know, the wind costs, the gas, or whatever the costs are that are being run through that rate mechanism, and see if we have a better way to do it, a better, more transparent way, if that's what you're talking about.
And, you know, I think yes, you did tell them that.
We did tell them that in the wind.
And so I think I would hope that something comes.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, to the extent it's informational and related to the ADP, that's fine. But, I mean, if we're going to get into deeper, more substantive issues on what to do with the rider,
right,
we should not have it at this meeting.
Understood. But we probably should notice these all together because I think they're, well, it's going to be very interesting how all this comes together. With the rate case that has a lot of the issues with the gas and everything else. All right, so you'll let us know when you've got everything from the company, and then if we want to do a work session, then we can schedule one, and maybe you have a better picture where we're all at before the hearing on the gas, and then we can move very quickly on it.
Okay.
All right. Going once, going twice?
Sounds
Commissioner?
Good.
Okay, thank you all. We'll close the work session on